You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello all, we are meditating this week on how the promises of God are fulfilled in Christ, and we find a text from the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verses 2 to 9, and then with a little jump or skip to verses 15 to 19. And it says, "And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, 'The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes uncovered. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel, like palm groves that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt, and is for him like the horns of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations, his adversaries, and shall break their bones in pieces, and pierce them through with his arrows. He crouched, he lay down like a lion, and like a lioness, who will rouse him up? Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you.'" And then it goes on, verse 15, "And he took up his discourse and said, 'The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the word of God, and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheth. Edom shall be dispossessed. Seir also, his enemies, shall be dispossessed. Israel is doing valiantly, and one from Jacob shall exercise dominion and destroy the survivors of cities." So this is a rather obscure passage from a complicated sequence where this prophet Balaam gives a number of prophecies and trying to curse Israel ends up blessing Israel. I will not go into the detail of that because it eventually doesn't make a difference for our meditation. But the prophecies are very impressive, and they talk about Israel's blessing, about how God has blessed Israel and how he has given him an abundance of provision for Israel's life, and also God has given Israel victory. He has given him victory over his enemies. So verses 5 to 7, we find a description of Israel's encampments, and they are like palm groves that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river. And it's very interesting imagery of a garden, a place full of life, like other passages we have read before in Isaiah, but also really striking contrast with the desert where Israel is actually living. It may remind us of maybe even of the Garden of Eden, but it's especially very important because it reminds us of all this imagery that we have been meditating on about animals and the provision of life and rivers that flow freely and all this abundance of life. And it also speaks about victory over Israel's enemies. God has given victory to Israel over his enemies, and he says he brings him out of Egypt and is for him like the horns of the wild ox. God will make Israel, the prophet says, greater than other nations, greater than his enemies. And then we find verses 8 and 9, the Lord describing what he has been doing with Israel, what he has already done with Israel. He has done great wonders for them. in their favor, as we have read in the book of Exodus. And he reminds Israel even of the blessing that he promised Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 3, where he said, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you." So again, in Israel, all families of the earth shall be blessed. And this is very significant because, as we know, this will be fulfilled in Christ, in his blessing for us. So this blessing in favor of Israel is available now to all the families of the earth. It is not only for the people of Israel, but to all the families of the earth. And then we find in verses 15 to 19 how this blessing will clearly come, especially through an individual, someone who will rule over his people, over God's people. And he's announced, and Balaam says, "I see him now, but not now, and I behold him, but not near." So this is a person in the future that will come in the distant future to rule over all Israel. And we understand this, Christian tradition has understood this, to be a prophecy of a descendant of Jacob, who is probably Christ himself, who comes to exercise dominion over all the nations. So it's a very interesting passage. As I said, it's full of imagery that is very significant for this season of Advent, but we meditate on it especially in its fulfillment in Christ, and how in Christ all the families of the earth have been blessed. And this descendant of Jacob is the man who has brought victory over Israel's enemies, and he will exercise dominion over all the nations. Some things that we can meditate on as we read this text, and especially as we consider it this Advent, I would invite you to consider how the Lord has blessed you in your personal life. Read the text in light of your own personal life. How has the Lord blessed you? Where have been your Egypts or your Red Seas that you have crossed because of the Lord's provision and intervention for you? Where has he rescued you from? Where are all these places or situations in life where the Lord intervened in your life? Maybe in somebody else's life who's close to you. And how has the Lord given you blessing and renewal? And consider the Lord will do this again. He will do it over and over as according to his plan. But especially, he has done it already in Christ to give us salvation from our enemies. And this salvation that Christ already has given us, he will bring it in a full way in the future. See it, behold it, as the prophecy says. Behold him, even if it's not now, behold him coming in the future. Christ will come and he will overcome our enemies. He will give us fullness of salvation and will lead us to the real promised land of life in his presence. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.